Hi, it's Rhonda Shear here. Welcome into Hysteria 51. Oh, all night.
Thank you, as always, Rhonda, and welcome in Hysteria Nation to a solo outing because Flora is a lazy fuck and he took the week off because he's going to be a guest on a show or something. So it's just me, but we're doing a little extra and we got a couple guys coming on this week. We've got a documentary coming out, so I said they could come on here. Oh, yeah, and one of those guys is Flora, so he's on the other side. Hello, sir, and hello, Derek Hayes. And you guys are talking about some shadows and dead Sasquatches and fires and a bunch of bullshit, right? That's all you're here to talk about? And the pitfalls of trying to do shit when there's a pandemic and how stupid you are. I mean, all that stuff is what we're talking about this week.
Pretty much sums it up. I think I can go.
Yeah. Just play us out.
Get all the points. Yep.
How goes, gentlemen? How are you? Don't everyone swarm at one time. How are you guys doing? Flora, how's it feel to be on the other side of the other side from me?
Feels just the same, Brent.
Yeah, who knew? I tickle your fancy no matter what. Derek, it's been a minute or two. I haven't heard your dulcet tones. We haven't talked to you in probably about a year when you guys were going into trying to find distribution for Shadows in the Desert. High strangeness in the Borrego Triangle. And you guys kind of, for being your first documentary and your first outing like this, you went headfirst into learning the hard way how to do this stuff, you know, by hitting it in right in time for a global pandemic and then surfing through all that funness.
You know, we did everything the right way and did everything incorrectly at the same time. I don't know how it's possible, but that's exactly what happened.
You sound like my therapist.
Yeah, we were funded the day the lockdown basically happened. So that put us behind the eight ball pretty good. It was about a year and a half delay on that side. And then, you know, of course, we're doing the film the right way. You know, we went through all the proper channels. We got proper distribution and all that. And of course, that whole process takes forever. So here we are almost 5 years later, finally releasing the film.
So what I'm hearing is cut corners at all possible.
At all costs, cut corners. That's exactly right.
Man, you guys really, I mean, I've seen this and it is fantastic. And it does not feel like a first outing at all. I mean, it came together perfectly. And I'm not just saying that because otherwise I'd just be like, oh, good for you guys. It really did. I know people think about doing this, and what was your takeaway or what's something that you go, man, I learned this and I'll never forget it. Or if I could go back and tell ourselves, did you guys have a takeaway either of you on stuff like that of like, man, this is the big takeaway. Don't do blah or do blah.
Well, for me, first of all, thank you for the kind words. Second of all, the thing I would change immediately is we only had one camera operator the entire time. Mm-hmm. And we really messed that up. We really should have had two, possibly even three cameras rolling at the same time. Because there's a lot of stuff we missed. You know, us talking to the military, we missed that. There's a couple of other things that there were bats in one of the places we investigated. There were actually bats swarming everywhere, and we just couldn't get it because our camera guy wasn't ready. He was busy doing other things that he was supposed to be doing. So that's the number one thing for me. Just don't skimp on stuff like that. I mean, don't skimp on people are actually looking at this footage. So that's not a good place to try to save money.
Right.
It turned out, but we had to work really hard to get it there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and I think if you had four cameras, you would have swore that you needed to have seven and so on and so on.
Exactly.
But that's, you know, a truth. David, I think I cut you off there.
No, that's the same thing. Like we could have had four cameras and still probably not gotten enough B-roll and other shots that, you know, we needed. So more cameras is more is more in this case.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know,
everything, frankly.
I had a front row seat to the backside of seeing the frustration of, you know, with not being able to do things and the world being shut down and trying to find you guys to get distribution and do it the right way. And it was an interesting frustration for me that I wasn't a part of it. I still felt the frustration of trying to do this, like you guys said, the right way and make sure that it came out professional. And I think that really came through. You picked a big spot, you know, you picked this whole huge desert, you know, and what was your favorite thing? As people are going to be seeing this, it's going to be coming out. What was the thing that you look at, you're like, this was the most fun for each of you when you did this? Like, I'm so happy that I did this or debunked or blah, 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 that. I didn't really like any of it myself.
There are a couple of stories in there that we did find some, I don't know, some real interesting knots that we had to untie, and we did, and I thought that was fun to do. Mm-hmm. And just going through those explanations and, you know, the reality of the situation and stuff, I always enjoy doing that. So that was fun for me.
I think for me, there's two things I kind of bounce back and forth on that I guess were my quote-unquote favorite. One, we accidentally found a Bigfoot witness that was probably one of the best interviews of the entire movie.
Yeah.
That was completely happenstance, not planned. We were checking into our Airbnb, which is our home base, and the guy checking us in, he's like, you know, what kind of movie are you shooting here anyway? And quickly dispelling any rumors. I'm like, well, it's about Bigfoot and UFOs. Like, I don't know what he thought we were doing there. But his eyes light up, and he's like, I got a witness for you. I know somebody that saw a Bigfoot here.
My buddy's
like,
seen
you
it.
You got to be kidding me.
He's seen it. That's really
so
cool.
So he got on the horn, and down she came, and it was amazing. Her story was amazing. She was great on camera, and it's, you know, it's an integral piece to the film.
Well, and you're also in just this beautiful part of America. It's, and I think the beauty shines through, and also the thing that doesn't shine through is how freaking hot it was there. You guys never look like you're dying, but it was well over 100 degrees in a lot of those shoots, wasn't it?
It was well over 120 degrees in a lot of those shoots. Yeah,
I died in 85 and no humidity. So literally, I would have been a puddle next to you guys. With, like, you couldn't have kept my camelback full. I was just like, man, you guys did a good job of trudging through the severity of the terrain you were in. And I, you know, I know it's gotta be, on top of being hot, draining, and day after day, and not wanting to stab each other just because of the heat is a testament to both of you.
Well, I'll tell you this, Brent, at our Airbnb, the air conditioner would only go down to 85 degrees. And when you walked in there, it felt like a freezer. It felt amazing.
Yeah. Until about 2 hours later, you're like, screw this place.
Hot as hell in here.
Where's Derek? He's in the shower on cold again for the past 45 minutes. So
well, that was a thing, too. The showers didn't really have cold.
Oh, well. Yeah, that's true. It's like a lukewarm was about as good as you could do.
Well, right, because yeah, that's
you're,
just...
You're getting... Because the cold... While the water's on you.
Right, because the cold, the tap water is hot because it's outside. You know, it's coming in hot. That's mm-hmm. crazy. You don't even think about that.
It's crazy out there. I mean, it's a land, we say it in the film, but it's a land of extremes. You know, in the wintertime, we were out there doing a top secret project a couple of weeks ago, and it was cold. I mean, we were bundled up. It was chilly.
Yeah.
And this is the same place where it was 100, like I said, 122 last year when we were filming there. So you never know what you're going to run into. And we kind of got ourselves into a couple pickles where, you know, we're out where we shouldn't be at the wrong time of day.
Yeah.
And David and I both got sick. We might have talked about that last time we were on here, but David and I both got what we thought was heat stroke because of it. So, you know, it was definitely a serious situation. And, you know, you joke about us fighting with each other. That didn't really happen, but there was a ton of concern that everybody was, you know, doing okay, you know.
Yeah, I bet so.
Right. Funny or stop sweating or anything strange like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not hot anymore, and I'm not sweating. Well, that's not good. Right. Yeah. You got to be looking out for each other.
Yeah. Exactly. In fact, I'm kind of chilly. Let me start taking off my clothes.
Exactly right. So when is everyone going to be able to find this? What's the best way? I know we got a lot more to talk about, but when can everyone dive in and watch this? What's the best way for them to find it?
Well, at long last... March 5th is mm-hmm. our release date, so it'll be streaming then, and very, David, so I'll let you fill him in on the rest of that.
Yeah. Yeah, just a couple weeks, and it'll be available to rent or buy for about 90 days on Apple TV and Amazon Prime, and it's going to be on just a host of other stuff, too. But those are the main platforms you can find it on.
Yeah.
And it's it's going to finally get out there into the world for everyone to, you know, make fun of us and my Bigfoot call and everything.
I don't feel good. I'm ready. Yeah, I was looking around, you know, just doing the normal, like every morning I wake up and I always just Google David Floor just to see if he made the news. No, but I did see that this was not available yet, but Apple TV is promoting it and stuff. So that's really exciting to see that it's coming up. So tell you what, we're
pre-order the film now, actually, if you'd like. You could just go to BoregoTriangle.com, and there's a pre-order button there at the top. Just sign up for that, and you'll be set to go on March 5th. Amazing. When it comes out.
Well, I tell you what, let's go to break real quick, and I'm going to come back with more. I don't know if they're going to be shadows or fighting or love. We're going to talk about what you guys did in the tent. That's coming up on Up All Night. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete your 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome back in, everyone. And not only can you go to your website and find it, you can find it other places. You've been doing some live shows and getting in front of some crowds. Tell us about what that's been like, because that is really cool. And Alamo draft housing it, and out in parts unknown, Colorado, and everywhere. What's that been like?
We had our premiere out in Idlewild, California. It was back in September, so it's been a little while now, but what was interesting about it is people were very keen to talk after we did a little talk back session and lots of people had stories and told us, you know, this and that about either the location or their own personal stuff that could tie into it.
Well, that's really cool when you're doing something like this and then you get a tangible reaction, even, you know, from, you know, I know that's local people and stuff, and that's amazing because they're like, I've seen that. I know someone. That's got to be a little bit gratifying, you know, when you've put in all that effort and then someone goes, thank you, because I know what it's like to go through that.
I mean, yeah. The reception there was amazing. We had almost 400 people show up to this, and it was in the middle of nowhere, at the tip of the triangle, the only theater we could find in the entire triangle. And we filled that thing twice. It was a tiny theater. We did two screenings, and you know, we did a question and answer afterwards, and people were really involved in that. They asked a lot of questions. We hung out with people, you know, at a local bar afterward, and we got to talk to everybody about the film. And, you know, a lot of people traveled from really far away. So it was super impressive just to see the amount of response we got to this. And we kind of just threw this thing together at the last moment, too. And like you hinted on, we did a limited theater run. We had screenings in Ohio and, you know, like you said, Colorado and Nebraska and Kansas and a bunch of other places. And that was pretty exciting, too. We didn't get to go to all those. We did some question and answer stuff online for a few of them. But just the fact that it's out there and people can go see it was just really humbling for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And, you know, I was on your IMDb page for the show, and I was looking at, you know, you have some of your photos and, you know, silly candids and stuff. And they have trivia, like, of everything. And I saw that the first trivia that popped up for me is, in a joint Hysteria 51 interview, Brent Hand joked that the majority of the Kickstarter money is really for Florida's mustache wax. So someone's putting the hard-hitting trivia in on your IMDb page, and that just really warms the cockles of my heart there.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't me either, yeah.
It wasn't me either. I actually figured it was one of you two that did that, so that's funny to me. Yeah, because I was looking at your Idlewild pictures and what stood out to me was Flora's amazing green jacket and just on point mustache wax. So it was beautiful.
He was truly the king of the Emerald City that day.
He's the tallest member of the Lollipop Guild. It is damn crazy. Now I'm going to ask you a probably a pointed question, both of you. You guys went into this feet first and you kind of had, I mean, you came out great and you have an amazing, amazing product, an amazing story. But you also had probably one of the roughest times you could have had because of the time you did it. Do you see yourself doing it again or taking a break? Because some of these guys, they just, we interview people all the time on our show, and I know you do too, that are pumping these out over and over and over. And I know that that's their full-time job. Do you see, did it light a fire in you? Did it want to keep doing this, or like maybe in a couple years kind of thing, or I don't know.
Well, I can't speak for David, but most of my life I wanted to be a filmmaker. You know, podcasting, well, it didn't even exist when I was a kid, but radio or anything like that was never even on my radar. It was all film, not even television. It was movies, movies, movies. So for me, this is a dream come true to actually create a feature film that's distributed and people are going to watch it.
And you get the clothes on in this one too. So that's cool.
Yeah. I didn't have to get naked or anything.
I'm glad you put it that way.
He did, but I didn't have to.
Yeah.
This was of my free will.
that's for the DVD extra features. But yeah, I mean, just that part of it was amazing. So again, I mean, I would do it again. I definitely would.
Yeah.
Again, I would go back and change a lot of things about how I approached it or how we approached it. But it didn't scare me away.
Man, it's first time. You know, it's your first time. You got an amazing documentary out of this, and I really mean that. And you're getting distribution and stuff. You did something right. You know what I mean? And so you can always hang that on your shelf. And if this is the one that you did to start out to learn from, kudos to you is what I'm getting at with that.
Yeah, we shook the right babies and kissed the right hands for sure.
That's the way. And I thank you for every kiss. So thank you very much.
Still hands are dry and cracked now.
This hand is always dry and cracked, so that's okay. And David, I believe you said over my dead body is what you said, right? About
that's in the IMDb trivia, right?
Yeah. So, did you like this movie? Go fuck yourself, says David Flora.
yeah, it was enjoyable to shoot this, and it's very interesting, the whole process from start to finish, putting it together and everything. And I would say, like Derek said, there's definitely stuff we learned that we would do differently or improve upon were we to tackle another one. And if we were to tackle another one, I would definitely try and find some kind of triangle in the Rocky Mountains.
Somewhere near a coast with a nice bed and breakfast.
I'd like much rather freeze to death.
This is the spook lights that are only visible in the reclining Adirondack chairs on this mountain view. Amazingly, amazingly pointed paranormal experience. So.
Sign me up. Sign me up for sure.
You know, it's one of those things where it's gotta be this huge, like, oh, hurry up and do this. And then you guys have to wait. You've got this thing, you've got this baby that you've made. You can't give it to the world for a long time because of distribution and everything. Was it frustrating? And did it take anything away from that? Or are you guys just like, oh my God, because I mean, a lot of the world has seen it, but you're going to have a lot more here in just a few weeks.
Well, the anticipation's been killing me, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
You know, when you create stuff like this, I can't speak for David, but when I create stuff like this, you got to get it out.
That's
the whole point.
I was poorly trying to say that. Yeah. How frustrating almost to say was it for you?
Extremely. Because like you said, it's a lot of hurry up and wait. I mean, we'll get a call like, we need this today. We need this right this minute. And then we give it out. I mean, we deliver that thing and then 6 months go by and we don't hear a word. Like, well, what was the hurry? You know, yeah. That kind of situation. And of course, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we're not privy to. So
yeah,
I'm not making any accusations there. It's just a long process.
I can make whatever accusations. Side, it looked, fine. I'll do it for you. You know,
exactly. from our side, it was pretty frustrating. But
yeah.
It almost makes it worth the wait, if that makes any sense. I mean, we've waited so long. Like, I'm just... March 5th could not.
It's almost tangible. Yeah. Right. Right.
You know, I mean, you can almost touch it now. You can almost taste it.
It's been a long time coming, but I'm still like apprehensive. I'm just like, well, I know how cynical the world is. I bet we're going to get slammed pretty hard. I don't know. I'm a pretty big jackass in the thing. So, I'm not looking forward to my mental health in the
What they don't understand, what I know very well, and Derek, what you know, is the David Flora of the world that we all know is, hey, David, how is everything? I'm sure everyone hates me. And so this is one of those things where, like, David, you did a really, really, you guys, you know, both of you did a really good job on this. Yeah, you'll probably fucking hate it. Oh, geez, I'm sorry. You know what? I'll delete it. Stop it! I cannot wait until March 5th when I can just sign up for all my new accounts to be like, this is fucking bullshit, and that was the worst Sasquatch yell. I am going to have nightmares because of that Sasquatch yell. I'm sterilizing all of my children because of that Sasquatch yell. I'm just going to do that over and over again just so that it's, you know, he doesn't feel bad for thinking that way ahead of time.
Good.
Well, I'm glad he's here because I'm usually that person that's like, oh, everybody's going to hate this. But now with David here, I look great. You know, I look like the most upbeat person around.
You're like, most people will hate it. And he's like, you're too much of an optimistic.
There you go. That's about right.
I got to tell you, I got the first time months and months and months ago, well over a year probably, I got a rough draft where you guys asked me to watch it. And it had some like black cuts into it, you know, like it just didn't go anywhere and there was no like music or anything. And you asked, give me an honest opinion. And I was kind of like, okay. And I watched it. I'm like, oh, thank God it was good. You know, and I know that sounds silly, but I really did enjoy it because we've done a lot of those things and people go, give me your honest opinion. And I go, I value you too much as a person to give you my honest opinion. I didn't have to do that. So thank you for not making me into a dick. is my biggest compliment I can give you guys. And, you know, your transitions, and I know you put a lot of effort into working with editing and making it as tight as you could. And it shows. It really does. And you guys did a great time. Even like the artwork and everything in there is so professional looking. The graphs and the 3D modeling and everything, you know, when you're talking about, I remember those parts where like the overlays and stuff. It was really well done. And it does not scream something that I would have been a part in where I'm just drawing it on paper. Like, just film that. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
We had a lot of help with some friends. We caught a lot of favors in.
Absolutely.
That artwork was Jonathan Dodd did the artwork. My friend Matt Stesner did all the map graphs, the 80s style map graphs. And, of course, our editor, Matt Van Hosen, put all that stuff together, animated everything for us. And that team just knocked it out of the park for us.
They really did. I mean, it's so professional looking, and everyone is going to be able to see that. And we'll have links in the show notes for where you can find this and links to everything. So make sure you do check that out. But it just really, really, really came through fantastically. And then I look at a lot of other documentaries from seasoned people, and I'm like, man, you made them look bad.
Well, that was our goal.
Or they phoned it in, they being the people I'm not naming, you know, but out there, not people I've had on the show, just other documentaries I watch out in the past. You guys just did a really, really, really good job.
Well, thanks. You know, in all seriousness, we did take that into account. We both watch a lot of that stuff, and we had a list of things we didn't want to do. We didn't want to show this. We didn't want it to look like this. We didn't want to approach it this way. And,
super,
you know, I hate
important
to say it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it came from watching, you know, documentaries that we didn't care for necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to name names either, but you know, there's definitely a ton of that kind of content out there. Not all of it's good.
Well, and your pacing was on too, which is important too, is I wasn't watching and I'm like, man, this has been an hour yet? Jesus, you know, I never felt that way, which is another thing that you do sometimes because I watch a lot of documentaries.
Well, the beauty of it is we had 4 years to hone the craft, you know, to get it exactly where we wanted it to be. And a lot of people don't have that luxury. So we were afforded that.
You're right. You're exactly right. So thank you, Wuhan and COVID is what you heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Brent's words are mine.
Derek Hayes said it was all worth it.
IMDb trivia, Derek Hayes credits.
He thanks the bat.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank God I made that trip to that wet market. Anyway, guys, I really thank you for doing this. I wanted to have you on, like I said, to do this bonus episode. We can just get a talk in about it because I'm super excited for people to see this. Because I'm so proud of you guys.
Well,
my little
you.
Buddies. No, you guys did a great job, and I am super excited for you. I'm happy just to know you guys and to see the success you're going to get out of this because it is fantastic.
Well, thanks, Brent. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
And Flora, you need to get back to fucking work. I can even tell you that right now.
Okay.
So, gentlemen, thank you so much for doing this. We got show notes for both of your guys' shows. All this stuff. So make sure you guys check that out. Follow them. Give them a like. Give them a follow. Watch this documentary. And, you know, give it a thumbs up because David, he needs that.
I do need thumbs up.
He needs thumbs up things. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you next time on Hysteria 51.
Thanks.
Meeting adjourned.